Today is the first day of the rest of your life. So let's spend it living and not just going through the motions. Sometimes we need to take a fresh new look at things in order to expand our horizons. This is Spiritual Awakenings, the show that shines a light on your pathway, leading you to a more fulfilled life. I'm your host, Drew Pillow. Join me. Hey, good afternoon or good evening. It's 5 p.m. It's February 12, 2017, and all is well in the world, especially if you let it be. And today we hope that that's the choice that you make, and we're glad that you made the choice. One of your choices was to spend a little bit of time with us on Psychic Sundays. This is the show where we feature talented, because there's many talented people, but a very talented and special, wonderful person who goes by the name of Jenny McDaniel. Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Drew.
me and this applause, we don't get along well. I don't know how to work that button, but whatever. So let me look at this, my cue cards. I'm kind of perking up a little bit as we go. Today is the show where we open up the phone lines and we allow listeners to experience the psychic phenomenon firsthand. You've heard about it, you have opinions about it, but there's nothing like the real thing, baby. So today you get to experience that, and all you have to do is call into our switchboard, and it's so such a simple process. All you have to do is call 424-258-9300. Long distance charges may apply. What's long distance? Nobody has long distance anymore. Anyway, so I'm Drew Pillow. I'm your host and the featured wonderful artist. Can I call you artist, Jenny?
Yeah, I like that.
Now, yeah, artist. Okay, artist is Jenny McDaniel, and she's a psychic medium, healer, and these are just a few of the words that we can use to describe her amazing and beautiful talents. At some point, we're going to we can do it now. This is how you can contact Jenny. Seems weird, though, to tell people how to contact you right off the bat, doesn't it? Should not we do stuff and talk, and then people say, ooh, I like her. Can we connect with her?
Well, you do a good job about doing it throughout the show, too.
Okay, so we'll do it now. We'll do it later. It's never there's never too much. So the way to contact Jenny McDaniel is on Facebook. Just go to the search bar and type in Jenny McDaniel. That's Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E, McDaniel, M-C-D-A-N-I-E-L, and you'll find her page. And you can also contact her on Gmail by emailing her directly, jenny.mcdaniel@gmail.com. And that's that. So also, something I never said before, but I'd like you to take a moment, if you don't mind, and like our Facebook page. There's a page, it's called DPR Presents, and you can just type that in the search bar and go like that page. And that gives you an option to click a button that says call now. And you can connect right with us just by clicking a button and talking to us through Facebook. Isn't that cool? So if you're listening to us on Facebook, gracias. You feel free to join us on Blog Talk Radio. It's DPR Presents. And my energy is so low today, Jenny. What's wrong with
it? It's kind of rainy here. Is it rainy where you're at?
No. Maybe it's rainy on the inside.
Rainy.
Yeah, it's a lot of heavy emotional vibes in my world in the last few days. So maybe it's taking a little bit of a toll on me. How about let's do something cool? Let's do this. You're a psychic. You're a healer. You're all that in a bag of chips. I'm just the guy that talks, and, you know, and that's really cool because that's what the callers do. They call and they talk, and you read them or you do something. Can you do me? I love this part of the show. Yeah.
Well,
can you like do what you do and tell me what you get?
Yeah. Well, right before you went into starting to ask me that, my spirit guide was showing me a couple of things that we could do. And that came in right after you were like training on the inside. So what they want you to do, this is part of what I do in my work, they're going to have you relax because we're going to do a little bit of energy work. And so your spirit guides are going to be there. My spirit guides are going to be there because there is no time and space. This is why energy work can happen across a phone call or a prayer or a thought. So we're going to be doing a little energy work on you remotely. And so what we're going to start with is the crown chakra. What they're showing is really coming into this, like, they've been calling it a knighthood, you know, like you're really shining, coming into your own, so to speak. And that's being showed by being asked to speak in front of people and having your radio shows and giving people good advice and helping them hold space for themselves. In the space of healing, you're going to experience some healing. So you are receiving all this light and energy. We're just clearing off that crown chakra a little bit more so you can receive more. So the reason I say it out loud is because you're then seeing it, I'm then seeing it, and thoughts are energy. So now we're both together, along with our spirit guides and helpers, clearing out your crown chakra. It's a brilliant, brilliant purple, gorgeous royal purple. And you can just imagine yourself being surrounded with this beautiful, beautiful purple energy. And what it feels like is wisdom, spirituality, heart energy, compassion. And all these energies are just swirling all around all your other chakras, and we'll get to them in a moment. But there's all kinds of, it looks like there's a little bit of blockage, and I'm just going to go in there and start picking at it just so we can see what it is. It looks like... It looks like the energy of, you know, uncertainty. So, and it's not so far as to go to say fear, because it doesn't really totally feel like that energy. It's a little more uncertainty. And what I'm doing is I'm pulling it out. It's like little black pieces of energy, and I'm actually pulling it out of your crown chakra. And I'm neutralizing it. It's going back into the universe so it can be used for something further in the future, hopefully positive. So I'm just continuing to clear. There's just a few more, and I'm taking them out, and they're being removed. And then I'm going to just do a little flush over where I remove those just to wipe it clean and clean it up and make sure it's spinning. It's beautiful. That's what chakras generally do energetically. They're spinning wheels of light. And now they're having you go to your third eye, which is the one right below the crown. And they're saying you desire to be a psychic. You already are. You've talked to Jenny about this before. But what we're going to do is we're going to put the energy of some of your past lives. We're going to, like, connect you a little bit with some of your past lives where you indeed were a psychic. And I don't know, you know, they might have been called different. They might have been called different words in these particular lives they're showing, but they're showing two that are popping up now. There's more, but these are the ones that are going to be of your highest good for right now. One of them is really cool. It looks like you're in Romania. And you're in a caravan, so you have, like, we can call it a gypsy. They're saying, yeah, go ahead and call it that, because that's close enough. But what you would do is you would travel with these people, and they were your family. You were born into the space. You chose to come into the space. And you would go around, and you would do what gypsies do. You would perform. You would sell tinctures and medicines. And in all these spaces, you really learn from your parents. This was like a... That's why you chose your parents, those particular parents in that lifetime. You really wanted to come into that and be around it from childhood up, because then by the time you're like 20, you're almost a master. You know, you grew up with it. So let's see what the psychic thing that you did. Okay. You actually were telepathic. Very cool, Drew. Very cool. They're showing you standing.
What's telepathic?
Mm-hmm. You can read
like, is that like being a...
You read words out of people's minds. It's a little bit more mind reading than how I look at past lives and do the energy work and stuff like that. It's a little more mental. I had a friend in Boulder who was a telepath, and she would have people think of a word in their mind, spell it out in front of them, and she would tell them what the word they're spelling out in their head, and she just nailed it every time. That's what you did, something like that. It wasn't exactly like that, but you were a telepath. You had, you know, it was kind of like a little bit of a carnival act. You would kind of play around with them a little bit and, you know, tease them and, you know, get everyone feeling good and, you know, just play around in that space. So you really, you know, you grew up in a psychic space, and that just opened up a bunch of space for you to be very good at what you did. And then there's another one. This one is in a different time frame, in a different space. This one is, you were, it looks like medieval times because they're showing like armor and castles. So it looks like there was a time where you were considered like a doctor. And what you would do is, it looks like you would, they're showing a lot of war, and you would be the doctor who would help heal these individuals. And they're saying that you just had a magic hand because you saved more soldiers than any other doctors you can combine. So they're showing you having some special healer hands. So they're not showing energy bolts coming out of it or anything, you know, drastic like that, but it's just a real good sense of like what needed to be done, where to touch these people to help them heal quicker. You're doing all these really cool healing techniques. So yeah, you were a healer, and they're saying that the reason you were so good is because you would intuitively get the information. They're showing you channeling, if you will, one of your spirit guides that lifetime, and he was like a surgeon, you know. So imagine having surgeon thoughts coming through your head in the Middle Ages. I mean, they're probably surprised you didn't get crucified, probably because you saved so many people. They usually didn't dig on that stuff. But, yeah, you probably kept it under wraps a little, you know. So, yeah, you might not even have known you were doing it. You thought you were just getting the information yourself. But, yeah, that was brilliant. That's your couple lives there with being psychic, and there's more. But then we're going to get into the throat chakra, and it's baby blue. And it's, yours is very open and healthy and big. And it's very experienced. So they're just showing you having a lot of experience in talking to people and holding space for people. And you're just a really good communicator. So, but what we're going to do is, there's something in there, and it's correlating with that black matter I picked out of your crown. It's just a little bit of uncertainty. So I'm going in there, and I'm doing the same thing, little black blobs, taking them out, neutralizing them, so the energy is going back to the universe to be used for something else. And there's less there's less here than in your crown. So I'm kind of just moving a few of them out. There's one or two more. They're being removed, neutralized. Looks like your throat chakra is really, really well-oiled now. So it's looking very clear, much more vibrant. Wonderful. Should we continue into a couple of their chakras?
That's weird, because, like, I can feel, like, my throat, like, almost like when you get a lump in your throat. Like, I can feel, physically feel something happening with my throat. So you're, like, you're doing the energy. Man, that's cool. I would love for you to do that.
Yeah, let's do a couple more chakras.
Yeah.
Well, you can totally do this. And the way that you do this is, you just get in tune with people's energy, and you open up yourself to, like, get any impressions. And it might be small or little at the beginning, but you'll just get some impressions. And then that's what I did for you. That's, you know, 14 years practice. You know, like, I just didn't start out like that. You practice. And so they're showing you absolutely being able to do that. And the reason you absolutely can do that is because we talked about your past lives and who you are. But also, you want to, and you're really receptive to it. Usually, not always, but usually people who are very receptive to energy work, like feel the actual energy work happening, very sensitive, and they're very empathetic, and they're just natural healers. So you're very in tune. It's good.
Yeah, I'm tuned up.
Then we're just going to clear out the heart chakra just a little bit, just brushing it up, just kind of vibing it out, sending love from Chattanooga to Ohio, from my heart chakra to yours. I'm just kind of clearing out your heart chakra there. Looking good there. Wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, energy work is fun, and there's there's many ways to do energy work. It's like I did. That was kind of like a visual energy work. If you were here on my massage table, I would do something very similar, but my hands would be on your body, meaning it's just another layer. I mean, some people like the distant healing better. Some people like to be there. It just depends on who you are and what you like. But
so listeners, can, you know, in addition to calling you or email, chat, video chat through Skype, because this is no limit. You can experience the benefits without having to be right there in the same room. But what they can what they can look forward to is, besides a psychic reading, you know, hey, what's it look like for me in terms of love, jobs, finances, they can also, you know, inquire about healing, you know, getting healed additionally. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's awesome.
And I do a lot of stuff with nutrition and diet and the energy of food in your body and supplements and herbs. I'm really versed in that because that's where I started my first business as a massage therapist, was in the back of a health food store. So 4 years of me, when I'm not doing a massage, out there talking to the people who run the store and learning. So I picked that up too. So I usually incorporate that. I'll do some energy work. I'll say, hey, you're low energy. How about some vitamin B or some bee pollen? You know, take a look at their energy in that space too. So it's whatever the person needs, I can kind of, you know, just cultivate my healing toward that best I can.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you know what? It's not, it's, I really promote and what is the word you say when you endorse something? Yeah, I endorse this 100% because I know that when you, until you try it, you just really don't know. Like you can believe and you can have judgment, but when you try it and you say at the end of the day, wow, that's cool, that really benefited me, then nobody can take that away from you. And I wouldn't, I mean, not too long ago, I didn't believe in anything like this. And I had a few experiences and then I had a few more. And I realized that, yeah, I'm so glad that I was open to try and find out for myself, which is really a good approach to life anyway. You can listen to what other people say or you can find out things for yourself. And fortunately, you know, after, you know, experiencing bunches of psychics and bunches of different modalities of healing, I find that you're one of the best. You're one of my favorites. You know,
thank
everybody.
You.
I don't know. I don't. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I don't know if there are some people that just aren't that good or if it's just about, like, certain people being able to sync up or something, but you know, some people I get way more out of than others, and that's just how it is for me. I don't know about everybody else.
Yeah, and my clientele tends to, you know, look very similar. Like clearly they're different people, but they all have very similar energy. Just like certain types of people like to listen to heavy metal or jazz or classical. There's generally, not to stereotype things, but there's generally a consensus of the energy there, and it's similar. So, yes, you're going to resonate with certain healers or psychics or anything for that matter, types of movies, shows, music. You know, you're going to resonate what matches your essence, and that changes, of course, over our lives. So it's good to have different healers so you can, you know, shift, and ones might be better at certain times in your life, and the other ones are good at massage, and the other one's good at psychic, or, you know, it's good to have a few that you trust and like, and that's how you find it. You find what ones you resonate with, and it takes a little time.
Yeah, that's it right there. Just resonate. Who do you resonate with? Different styles, different approaches, and, you know, you find what works best for you. So, yeah, that sounds way more professional, and, of course, that's because you are the professional. I'm going to go ahead, and it's 19 after the hour. I'm going to take this commercial and stretch my arms out. We have a caller on the line. I just got the chat room open, so slap my face because I'm so tardy. Chatters have been coming and going, and I wasn't even there to say hi. So, hey, chatters, hi. You can join us on the Facebook of the Blog Talk Radio page, DPR Presents. There's a chat room. If you have questions, comments, you can go, feel free to type it up if you're not comfortable with talking directly. But if you do want to talk, 424-258-9300, that's the number. Let me find a really cool commercial. Bo says my commercials are so depressing, but That's Bo for you. Hey. So here's a commercial, and we'll be right back.
I was going to tell you, I popped in my head again. I wanted to tell you it's a great, great compliment coming from you saying that I'm one of the better psychics you ran across, because you've been doing your show for a long time, and I know you've ran across a lot. So I appreciate you. That makes me happy. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And that's true. And I know some bombs. I know some bombs. I know about five bomb psychics that are bombs. Make your hair stand on the back of your neck and you want to go scream because this is like too freaky and too unreal. And you're one of them. So if anybody wants some referrals, you already just got one right here. Say no more.
Thank you.
So, yep. So here's a quick commercial. And I'm going to start making sure I leave room for you to talk, because I don't think I talk a lot today. But here's a cool commercial, and we'll be right back.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wow, I can't find my other commercial. Isn't that very strange? Here it is right there. There we go.
DPR presents Sundays, 5 p.m. Eastern, free psychic readings with host Drew Pillow and special guest psychic medium and more, Jenny McDaniel. Join us for an hour of engaging, lively conversation, and, of course, free psychic readings every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern on DPR Presents.
Ah, okay, so we're back. We're live. I just want to tell you that since we started our show, I've been getting so much response. People are really excited about it, and that's good because I'm excited about it. I know you are. So this is a great opportunity for us, you know, to old friends getting together and having fun, grooving, and being of service, you know, offering some really good beneficial healing opportunities to people, and it's for free. So it's cool. But here's the disclaimer. You get the freebie, and then we send you a bill. No, that's not how it works. You get the freebie, but you may have questions that you don't want to ask on the air. This is why we give you the contact information, because you may want to talk to Jenny privately, and you can do that. Just go to Facebook and search it out. It's Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E, McDaniel, M-C-D-A-N-I-L. It's just the way it sounds, and you search that out and you message her on Facebook or hit her on the email, jenny.mcdaniel@gmail.com, and you can ask the questions. Because you know what? Sometimes I have questions, but my girlfriend listens, so I don't want her to say, hey, what are you doing asking her if you're going to find your soulmate? I thought I was it. I'm sorry, baby. I was on some a different kind of soulmate. You know? So, yeah, sometimes it's just a little private and you just want to go a little bit deeper. And you can do that. That's why we have the contact information. So, we have a caller on the line. You ready to take a call?
Sure.
Okay. This caller is from 937. Is this Brandy?
Yes. Hi.
Hey, it's Brandy. It's Brandy. Hold on. I have a applause button that I want to push. Yay!
Hi, Jenny.
That's
how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Brandy?
I am well. I'm enjoying the show, and I just wanted to know if there's anything that Spirit wants to say to me or anything like that.
Well, we can take a look at the energy, but if you want to prepare a question, you can do that too, and we can dig deeper. But let's just take a look at the energy. Well, first of all, my spirit guides are showing me several of your past lives, and generally we carry through certain personalities that we've had before, not every time, but they're just showing several of you being a healer. They're showing you actually like performing singing theater. You've got all this artisan energy. It's very rich and deep. It's very, very, I guess you call it artisan energy. That's what you call it. And you also have a lot of spirituality in the space. It looks like you even are a bit intuitive yourself, or maybe even more so. They're just showing intuition. They're saying things like, she's more intuitive than she thinks, or, you know, you're very intuitive is what they're saying. Take a look. Your spirit guides are coming forward. See what they have to say. They're not saying too much right now. If you have questions, of course, you can ask them, but they're kind of giving you the energy of compassion and love, and you picked really angelic-y kind of spirit guides to assist you through this particular life. And do you have any questions? Is there anything particular we can look at?
I'm trying to think if I have a question. Let me see.
Or a comment.
I don't know.
Are you a healer in this lifetime? What's your job?
What did you say?
What is your job? Are you a healer this lifetime? I was just curious what your work was. You...
Oh, well, yeah, I am an energy healer, and I am a psychic medium.
Yes.
But that's just like one of a thing, and like what you said was on point about the artist part,
yeah.
Because I sing and I dance and I write poetry and short stories. So yeah, and I love to perform. So I can ask you this. Do you see, like, as far as my career, because I'm kind of putting everything together as far as really moving forward in my gifts, and I do a lot, so I don't even know how to pinpoint. But as far as, I guess, like, do you see anything concerning, I guess, like, I don't even know what to ask. That's so funny. No one's in a lot of words. Do you see anything as far as, like, this year with the practice that I do or anything like that?
Let's just take a look here and talk about your work. Looking at your work, see if there's anything popping up here. Well, they're having me do a little bit of energy work in your third chakra, nothing drastic or anything. We're just kind of moving some energy in your third chakra because they have this, it feels like, and I'm going to tell you a couple of past lives of where this potentially could come from, but what they're showing is a hesitancy. And it's not a huge block that you can't overcome and that it's going to take you a whole lifetime to do, nothing like that. It's just the planet is ripe for opportunities to heal, and it's pushing us in directions that we may have strayed away from or didn't look deep into. And they're not going to need any exact details, but what they're saying is there's some level of hesitancy around the third chakra. We're clearing it, and in there I'm seeing a couple of the past lives, and one past life is you were wildly psychic, and you couldn't even tell your husband because husbands were turning their wives in as witches or, you know, whatever, devils or whatever. It was a very religious space. It looks even, you know, I don't know, Catholic or Puritan. They're very strict. So what they're showing is there's been a couple past lives where you, for your life, couldn't talk about your trade and skill, and I'm getting goosebumps right now because it's like pretty intense where you were, you know, had you discussed it, they would have put you in a home or an institution or whatever they call it. So there's that. So what we're doing is we're clearing energy, and there's a lot in your heart chakra in regards to that one too. So we're clearing out the throat and the heart, just moving the energy, putting fresh in. Your spirit guides are all present. And then there's another life where you actually were burnt at the stake for being they called it witch. You knew what rosemary did, for God's sakes. You were an herbologist. They burnt you because of it. So there is just a little bit of, you know, stress and putting yourself out there and really pushing that edge of your business. And you're doing a fine job, they're saying, but we're just clearing up a little energy around that so you can excel, because what they're saying, what you have to offer is wildly needed. They're showing me actually even incarnating with you on a different planet. It's you can call it whatever you want, but I get the energy of it's Venetian, you know, like a Venus type energy. They're showing you and I performing,
oh,
colors, dancing. Yeah, so we were really in like a different telepathy. I've actually know you from a past life existence, and there's not a ton of us on the planet right now. So I'm always happy to meet a, you know, a sister that I experienced phenomenon and healing and life with on other existences. So, but yeah, you really have that joy energy, and really you have a lot to offer. And that's when I was just kind of cold reading you at the beginning, and they were like, she's way more intuitive than she even knows. So they're just saying, you know, allow it to be and bring it through, and we did a little clearing around that throat chakra to kind of push away any residual energy of spiritual blocks that you experienced when you were literally killed for being a psychic, and one, you had to keep it so hidden that you couldn't even tell your own husband that you had impressions or intuition or whatever. So they're saying, moving through it, that's the only way through, is to keep going, don't stop, and just keep putting yourself out there, because it's they're just showing momentum, and the world really is going into a place where these things are needed more than ever before on our existence,
yeah,
on the planet. So it's just hold tight. In 5 years, the requirement or the need or the desire for energy and psychic work is going, spiritual work, let's call it, whatever, is going to double, triple, quadruple. It's just going to keep going, and we're going to gain ground. And this is in the green energy space. This is all the things that we need. We're going to start gaining ground. But yes, it's always darkest before the dawn, and the planet's very heavy right now. And even psychics are looked at as, you know, the devil or weird or odd or whatever still. So just hold space, do your own personal healing and moving through things, and continue your own personal health and helping others and doing practice. And then just before you know it, you know, they're showing 4, 5, 6 years, the demand is going to go up. So they're showing the contrast between how many people got massages in the 80s and then how many at the end of the 90s. I mean, that business crumbled, you know. So they're just showing between that kind of movement, you know. But it's just going to take time, and we're holding space, and it's a perfect time to drop any of our hesitancies and uncertainties and concerns and move into the light of what we naturally are, which are, you know, unlimited beings. We are in a limited physical reality, of course. So there's some limitations, but owning it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You got beautiful energy. Yeah, yeah, really lovely energy.
Wow. I'm really blown away. I just want to confirm a lot of the things that you said. You know, it's very, I want to, first of all, say hi, Soul Sister, because when you said that, at the full body chills, about Vina, full body chills, so I know that that is so. Also, when I was really young, it was so interesting. I was in Boston, and I was living in Boston, and my uncle said, they've never even done this. I've been to Boston so many times at that point, so my family's from, they were like, yeah. Well, do you want to go? Let's go to Salem, Massachusetts. And I was like, what, you know, at the time I was really young, and I was like, what? And they were like, yeah, well, the witches were burned, and, you know, where they get the trials. And so I went there, and I was just like, I had, like, bad vibes the whole time, and I just didn't like it. But, you know, my family was so urgent. They were like, Brandy, you got to go here. You got to go here. But my family is from the new, like my brothers, my mother, my dad, they all met in the New England territory and Massachusetts and Boston. But, you know, Salem, Massachusetts is not too far. And so I thought it was quite interesting, because as I got older, it was revealed to me that I was burned at the stake. And it was there in Salem, Massachusetts, and it was very interesting, because my family's like, oh, yeah, Brandy, come on and go here. And, you know, not too many people can say that they had that experience of actually, you know, even being there in that area, but that's a place that was really a horrible time. But let me tell you this, thank you for the healing for the throat chakra. I have been dealing with my voice. I'm a singer, and I speak those things that are not necessarily words, as you do. And for some reason, I've been having some blockages, and I've been doing energy healing on myself, like, okay, Brandy, you know, I'm going to do the energy healing. But it's like, it wouldn't. And I kept telling people, I'm like, there's something going on with my throat chakra where my voice doesn't sound like it used to. And I don't know what's going on, but there has been, because, you know, the whole witch thing, being called a witch, what's so interesting is I went into, and I'm just confirming all of these things for people who are listening, to, you know, just to say, like, you're, like, totally A plus, A, like, dead on, you know what I mean? What was I going to say? I was a minister. I went into ministry at the age of 21 and left ministry to do this work, even though I had been studying astrology since I was a kid, like, hardcore astrology, hiding it, and then at the age of 15, buying my first tarot deck, hiding it, being afraid knowing this information that I knew, and I went into the church on those because that was the only place that I was really, that I could do the spiritual work and not be condemned, per se, because I was condemned for being a Christian, which is very interesting, but I left there, and I went on my own path, and then I really went into, in the church, I was a prophetess, where I gave messages, same thing I do now, but I went full off into this thinking, people are going to think I'm crazy, people are going to, mm-hmm. and I have had people condemn me, I've had people tell me that, you know, she's not of God, which I'm totally of, like, love, you know what I mean, totally with God and Goddess. So thank you for the healing. Thank you for everything. This has been I can't thank you enough. So,
well,
yeah.
I appreciate you, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to help you take a look at things. Because we are healers, we also need healers, too. And it's very common for the healer to put ourselves on the back burner. Nurses are notorious for it. You know, we are so interested or so empathetic, we want to help others, but it's self-love and self-care, and I'm so glad that, you're taking a look at your throat chakra. Your chakras are saying just keep moving through it, and you're doing fantastic, and I appreciate you. And contact me on Facebook, and we'll do a little trade.
Okay. That sounds like a winner. I'm excited, and thank you so much. And Drew actually said, call on it, and, usually I just listen. But I'm so thankful that I called in, and looking forward to connecting with you.
I appreciate you. Have a good day.
Well, don't stop now. Wait, I have something I want to ask.
Yeah.
Since, because I was just listening. Like, I was like, this is the longest silence that I have ever experienced on a show because I have to talk. I'm a talker. But I was digging it, and it wasn't even about what you guys were saying because that's only if that's really accurate, you have like when something resonates with you, you feel it. This is why I encourage people to call in, because you can hear her say things about me, but when she says things to you about you, you feel it, and so that's when you know. But so I was feeling the vibe, and I was hearing the excitement levels go up, talking faster, and I was like, yeah, I dig it, I see it. So now I want to jump in, and I have something to say. So how about this? So Brandy has gifts as well. What if the roles reversed for a minute? What if Brandy took a look at you and said something about you? Is that something you guys are open to? You can say
if
no.
I'm down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me play. I wish I had a drum roll right now. I'll make up one. So now what we're going to do, this is a first time ever, Brandy is going to do a reading. I got to learn my terminology. Brandy's going to take a look at Jenny, and we're going to see how this works out. So let's do it.
All right. This is very interesting. I wasn't expecting this today, but I am definitely open. Totally open. All right. So let me see here. 1 second.
Just love putting people on the spot. Mm-mm-mm.
Okay, Jenny, can you say your name for me, honey, 3 times for me?
Spell it or say it?
Just say it.
Jenny, Jenny, Jenny.
Thank you, thank you, so much. Well, of course, you know, the first thing I saw was the fifth dimensional, and it was, I've seen that way before now, but when you said your name and I felt the vibration and I heard the vibration, first thing I kept seeing was the fifth dimensional energy. You were totally bringing in that love, and it's not by coincidence, of course. We come from, which is so interesting, of Venus, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The planet of love, you know. But not only that, I see you being on the front line of bringing in that fifth dimensional energy, that love, you know, that unconditional love, that helping people. Your energy is just so not only magnetic, but it's just like pulling in so many people, changing, like, mm-hmm. even on the show, I hear that, like, people are, you're taking their conscious level from three dimensions to the fourth dimension, to the fifth dimensional consciousness, just by speaking to them. I think even their perceptions change by speaking to you. But I literally speak, when I saw that, I saw little wonderful creatures from the fifth dimension just kind of like hanging out like all the time with you, which is very interesting. I saw that as soon as you said your name. And I want to thank you for being such a hard worker. It's not really, you know, for you it's not really hard work, but it does take, you know, of course I know peeling off of the ego and the flesh constantly,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, in order to do this work. So I just want to thank you for that. But I see that. I see that very strongly. And it's like with that Venus energy, I literally, which is so funny, I see a past life I never really tapped into or had anyone that I connected with from that planet. But what I literally see is oh my goodness, from that past life, you actually are here to balance. I don't know if you do womb work. Do you know what I mean by womb work, where you're healing women with issues with trauma and their sacral chakras? Do you do that already?
I absolutely, and I'm pretty sure I was able to heal some space and have two women get pregnant that were trying to and couldn't.
Again,
it could have been a lot of other things they were trying to, but I noticed it a couple times. I'm like, doing some stuff with the chakra area for women in the reproductive space, and of course other spaces too. Very good.
Because I literally see women coming to you. This comes from that energy. I literally see women coming to you, and I see they're like starring in their fallopian tubes, and they're it's like a lot of starring, and I see that there's women who, especially, it's like women come to you that have like that issue for some reason, and I see that you literally help them to, you know, like to get pregnant, you know, to get pregnant.
Yeah.
But I see that greatly, and I see that that's really needed right now. There's a lot of women that are going to be, it's almost like what I see is like a facility where it's like just for that, like women who are coming in who are having blockages, just dealing with like rape and oh my goodness, like being raped or being molested or being like
trauma.
You have so much love to give in that area, and I actually see a tan building. It's a tan building, and on the outside of the building, it has like the storm, like the drain that of the, you know how like the water gets into the drain, but it's like a big drain, like it's like you can see it on the front of the fan building, and I see that women are going to be coming in here, and it's like it's not just for like the energy healing or the laying on the hands, but it's really like what you say, because even the like your frequency of your voice, the transmission of your voice, literally does the healing before you can go to do anything else. But I also get from you, as soon as I said that, Spirit began to speak to me concerning mastership. Like you are really in a place right now where you are walking out that Christ conscious energy like never before. But I can feel that. I can feel that even from the first time I called in and I heard that with the voice. But I really see that work really strongly with the masters. And as I said that, Buddha kind of came out to me. Buddha is coming out very, very, hey, like, this is my girl. this is my girl. And also,
you're dating Buddha?
It's like,
I'm just being silly.
You were so wildly accurate. I'll just confirm a couple things. I've had 6 past lives in the time frame of Jesus, because there's no such thing as time. You can visit certain time frames over and over. And I was a prophet in that time, and Jesus was like my buddy. And then I have past lives with Buddha, just as many, where I like the original teachings of the masters. And I do project that Christ consciousness. When Drew and I started the show, I was like, oh boy, the Christ consciousness is really coming through, maybe Jesus will have something to say or something like that. And and yes, you're wildly accurate. I appreciate you. Yes, of course you are my sister. We talk just alike. the same
that
energy.
Is so funny, but I see you as what Spirit is telling me to tell you is like, throughout, with all of those masters that gives you so many downloaded information. For you to, make a space there, in the midst of all of those wonderful ascended masters that's gone before us, make a space there and put your picture right there, because you are definitely walking in initiation right now. And I'm happy that we're connected, because it's not too many people that I can say that actually understand that they are in the initiation process, where they are going through, like right now Spirit is telling me, like, this is your emotions and your emotional state, and you're in the process of really mastering that area where you are only using your emotional state really for what it's for, and that's that energy of ocean sending out, for manifestation, to do your job. But it's really interesting, because I see that you are going through that stage in the initiation process where you are totally mastering. And as I'm saying this, I see they are really, like really excited and really happy. You have really reached the precipice. Like, you really made great, great strides. And I know sometimes, when we're to ourselves, we're like, okay, we work kind of a little bit more, harder on ourselves. But Spirit is saying, you've done a wonderful job in this area, wonderful work in this area, and you've been greatly tested with your emotions and learning how to use it for what it's for and how to master that. And I believe it's I'm trying to think of what it's not the crucifixion stage, but it's the transfiguration. I can't remember the stage that you're in, but I can see it. And the technical term for it, but Spirit is actually saying, job well done. You've reached the precipice with that, and there is a new, fresh, anointing. I see, like it's almost like an activation of sorts that is actually happening right now. Right now, it's like a, you know, going through a lot of things in your dream time state, a lot of, you know, tiredness, you know, like a lot of, like, this is different. And she wanted me to tell you that you're going through great activation right now, and you are going to another level of initiation, and, you know, totally, I would have just, I mean, I'm just excited seeing all of this and thankful for your existence here in the earth. And I can't wait to connect
with you. I have a question. So,
yes?
Brandy, when you were making, what is, help me guys with the terminology so I don't sound so dumb, but so you were reading. This is reading, right? This is, okay, so we call it reading. So when you were reading Jenny, now let's just imagine you're reading Jenny and it's like, oh man, you know. It's like, is there more? Like, would she be able to communicate, you know, connect with you to get more? Or do you just give the whole everything now? There's more than that?
Yeah,
you
I
gave
mean, it's
a
been,
lot.
We've actually spent, you know, lifetimes, you know, like, you know, together. So it's like the connecting, it's like, you know, forever, and that's what she's saying, you know, let's connect and let's trade, you know what I mean? But, I mean, and we'll kind of make that so right now, but, you know, there's, I mean,
well,
there's so much more.
That's an option of the connecting. Definitely should connect. Facebook is a really good tool for that. I wanted to say something like, see the misconception, it's really clear. Oh, I had a comment from Bo. I'll get to that. Bo Mikadelic, a friend. So what I was thinking is like when you do a reading, you know, like I'm a novice. So, you know, hey, so what do you see? Oh, I see love right around the corner. You got like, you know, within the next 2 months. And then, you know, this is your year. You're going to have the financial breakthrough or, you know, be careful. I see financial trouble ahead. I just, you know, that is the expectation. Is that an unrealistic expectation?
No, there's psychics
just
that are future readers. I think that there's psychics that are future readers, and I think that they lean more into that space. But it's like an art, you know. You could lean more into, you know, oil paints or clay or, you know, it's just all these avenues to play in, and I really do think that some do play in that space. I don't lean in it too much because anything can happen, and you're placing your career on the winds of change, and everyone's got free will. So yes, there are some that do that, but there's also some that read past lives, you know, channel aliens, auto write, so they get impressions and they write it down. You know, there's so many kinds.
Yeah, that's true. That brings me to another question. First, I want to get back to this page so I can see what we're doing. Okay. Yep, 53. So first, I want to thank Brandy. Brandy, you have been awesome.
Yes,
this
Brandy.
Was a pleasant surprise.
I'm excited.
Surprise.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited too. So I'm going to give you the claps. And hopefully you won't be mad at me. Because women usually are mad when I give them that. So anyway, all right. So, yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Brandy. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right, you too. So the question that I had when you like her?
Yeah, we should have her on the show again. So what's the question you have?
Okay. The question I had is that when you said that you put your career on the line, so immediately fear. Mm-hmm. It was the thought that I had. So is there fear connected with that?
Well,
meaning that maybe sometimes, what I mean by that, just to be clear, is that maybe sometimes when it's just off the record, you and a good friend, and you say, hey, then are you know more likely to say, hi, I see this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. over happy hour, sitting and chilling. No one's, you know, going to tie me up if I'm wrong, you know, or anything like that. So, but when I'm doing work for, you know, the healing work and my clients and things like this, I will look, but I do the disclaimer of, hey, this is what it looks like now. Any shift of energy, anyone's idea shift, change, shoot, flat tire, anything could totally just shift that so drastically. So usually my spirit guides will only give me heavy hitting energy. If it's really strong, I'll be like, okay, this is coming through strong enough to be like, this, it potentially could happen. And you know, and then again, they still have to work toward it. So if I say, oh, you know, you're really in that twin flame energy, it's likely that you'll run across one in the next, you know, six months to a year. They still have to get out and like pursue that. And I think oftentimes when psychics tell people what's going to be, if people feel like they're off the hook and they don't have to do anything, like Jesus, take the wheel, you know, and I don't set people up like that, because I know we're in a physical dimension so strong that it requires physical action.
Yeah. You know what? I you called it, you said empathy, because I know that in some of the work that I do, there's ethics. You know, there's a professional way of doing things. And so I keep that hat on, and it's a lot more conservative. But periodically I'll say, okay, hey, we'll take this hat off and let's just talk turkey. And then that's when I'll be, you know, freer to express some things that I feel or sense or see, you know. But it's, you know, different atmospheres. And then, you know, because it's like, hey, I told you I took the professional hat off. Because anything can happen. You can always change the path. And hopefully by hearing that, you might be motivated to take a look at the path and see how you can make alterations. That's the cool thing about this, is that the path can be changed. You can change your course today. Yeah. And
absolutely.
Hopefully, you know.
And that's why we come here to learn.
Absolutely.
And kind of move through karma and stuff. So if one is trying to beat, you know, something like alcoholism or something like that, even if they do it at 45, that's win. That's breaking karma. Doesn't, you know, it's tricky and hard, and we come here to enjoy things and to experience things, but definitely to move through some heavy karma, all of us.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, that's my thing today. We're talking about, like, in my life, in my world, we talk about a lot of changing directions, changing the course. You know, you're never really trapped. You're never really locked in. You may feel that you are, but you're not really, you know. You always have the power, or you can tap into the power to make a change of direction. So hopefully some of the things that you get, and we do have a oh, my God, that caller was there, and then they disappeared. Did I make you disappear, caller? Okay, caller, call back. 424-258-9300, press the number 1, and we'll get you in there. So what I was thinking about is that, some of the benefits of this show, what my hope is that maybe in listening you get encouraged to try. It's a real cool platform because no one can see who you are, and you can use a fake name. Would using a fake name throw you off, Jenny?
No, because I read the energy more than the energy of the name. That's how I do it.
Okay, cool. Because I know that people have, you know, sometimes people have some, you know, apprehension about, you know, it's not so cool. They're friends. You know, what are my friends going to think? Hello to the chatters in the chat room. Feel free to call us, ask questions in the chat room. So, you might be worried, you don't want your friends to hear or something, whatever. You know, your church people. And you want to still experience it. So call in. Use a pseudonym. That's what the authors call it when they use a fake name. And nobody knows who you are, so you can experience it. And to be open. I think openness is so important in this life, eh?
Yeah, it really is. And I think that society has us thinking it's not important, that you should just do the same thing every day, 9 to 5, come home, eat dinner, go to bed. Capitalism and society really kind of requires, you know, wants us to close down. And that's not the answer. The answer is open space, acceptance, awareness, you know, buckling down when you need to, but, you know, opened up space.
Yeah, that's, I totally agree. I think that it's about being safe, you know, life, the programming has everyone reaching for, you know, the safety of conformity. You know, I can be approved of if I do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And, you know, and no one can judge me. Or, but we trade off our individuality for that, and we trade off, we close the door to so many experiences when we aren't, you know, free to explore. We were kids, and that's all we wanted to do was explore. And now as adults, we're so closed in, and we are so safe, and we don't want to do anything risky. And it's, you know, without the risk, where's the reward? So exactly. I encourage people to call in and just have your own personal experience, because it's awesome. So Bo Mikadelic, a friend of ours, we have a show on Mondays. That's what he said.
And
Life of Times with Bo Mac. Yeah, and Thursday. Oh, how could I forget Thursday? Thursday is the relationship show, which is very interesting. Yeah, Bo, he's listening in. He's so awesome and so supportive. And he said he had a comment. You know, he was doing a reading. His reading from, I'm lying now, I'm going to make this up. But his reading was, if I was Bo and I was reading, I would, no, never mind. Anyway, can we read Bo? Can you read Bo? He said it's okay.
Sure. Let's
if you
a
do.
Look at what comes up. Yeah, today. For today, we've looked at his energy before. We'll look at it and see what's coming up for his highest good today.
He's going to fall in love.
Well, Brandy was talking about, you know, these higher dimensions, the fifth dimension, the third dimension, the fourth dimension. Bo is also in process of changing frequencies and going into higher dimensions. He has teacher energy, but it's more esoteric than maybe Jesus or Buddha. He's got more of the magician, alchemist kind of energy. And so he's really coming into that space, and he's doing it in process of healing like the rest of us. So he's looking at things, healing things, on your show, doing a lot of healing on your show, looking at situations, helping others look at situations, discussing how he feels. These are all just really getting in that heart chakra of his and healing the space. And this is going to raise its frequency, which then just, you know, puts more power in our words or his words or people's words. So he's also in the process of, looks like, his ego is shifting. There's a shift. There's a little bit of a energetic shift around. He's certainly edgy still, of course, and direct, which is brilliant. But there seems to be more of an open space around that, so it can grow and he can fit more stuff in there. So he's really just expanding in lots of ways. Let's take a look. But yeah, the ego is really, you know, and this happens the older we get, you know, our ego sits in the back a little bit more, a little bit more, and a little bit more. So he's really just...
Yeah, he's old.
Open up. He's in his 40s, I think. Yes, let's take a look and see what else is coming up. See the spirit guides or if anyone's interested in saying anything to him. They are saying that he is... And he'll do what he wants with it. There's no requirement from the universe. He'll do what he wants. But there is, in that all that opening and that acceleration of energy and the frequencies being higher, in that space, there definitely are some opportunities for romance for Bo. Now, he'll be the decider if that's what he wants. And that's, you know, what he's doing in the universe is responding. His higher self is even coming in and telling me to continue with this. When he talks about relationships and triggers people or helps people, however it comes across for them, he's really doing a lot of healing in himself. And in that space, there is, he's telling the universe in maybe not even any words, but he's saying energetically to the universe, maybe there is something in that space for me. Maybe I could go into that space. Maybe there's someone that could, you know, make me happy and I make them happy, or however you want to say it. But there's really, he's putting it out to the universe, whether he says it physically or vocally or not, and the universe is responding. So that's what I'm discussing, is this movement that's happening in the universe for Bo, and it's simply words and emotions that he's said or felt or thought, and it's really the universe is responding. So, you know, won't be tomorrow or, you know, whenever, it'll be whenever it is, but they're just showing in the future more opportunities for, and his spirit guides are laughing, and they're like, higher vibed women. So they're like giving them a, you know, giving them like, hey, if you want different results, you're going to have to be a different type of woman. And he's classically saying all of us are the same, but, you know, this is not truth, of course. I should show him my client list. I'm, you know, 50 women from the ages of 30 to 50 who are amazing old soul women looking for high vibes men. I just started dating.
Yeah.
They're looking for their twin flame too, you know, and there's a lot more of them. And I don't know, you know, if I just run across more females in my career or what, but it seems like there's a lot more of them than high frequency males. So, you know, he's in a good space if he wants to, you know, shift the type of woman.
What about,
and they're not saying,
what about,
they're not saying it's physical, they're saying emotional.
Oh my God, this dude's comments are bananas. I can't even repeat that until tomorrow. Then I can repeat everything. But yeah, Bo is enjoying this reading. Let's just put it that way. We have another caller also. That I hope that we can get to. But you mentioned the dating service. Who does that? Who has a service like that, where it's about, you know, the total package of what you do, in addition to, you know, connecting people. Who actually does that? Does anybody do that? We might have stumbled upon something awesome.
There is a spiritual dating site. It's, I think it's a worldwide paper, but I don't know if they were stationed out in Colorado, because that's where I first heard about them, but Elephant Journal. They write a lot of high-vibe articles about all kinds of stuff, just really evolved stuff. And they actually have a dating site, and I don't know exactly what it's called, but I just noticed it in passing when I was looking at some of their stuff, spiritual dating site where people are really into the metaphysics or spirituality or, you know, psychic or just evolving. So there are I'm sure they're small compared to like Match.com or something like that, but they are out there. And I usually tell my female clients, I'm like, consider if you want to take a look at that. I don't know if you'll get any luck out of it, but you'll at least be around a little bit more sensitive men. You know,
I'm gonna look into making a dating site for this area. It's gonna be called Hot Chakras. It's gonna be called Hot Chakras, where, you know.
That would be so cool.
Like you're for the sexy, enlightened, hot chakras. Bo's going to sign up, be one of my clients.
Oh, he'll find women to date for years in that space.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? I joke a lot. But I've heard, and I'm not a joker. Like Bo is a comedian professional, and what he does is it's alchemy. Yeah, take you from mood one to mood two, just like that, and raise your vibration and give you in the process give you a better understanding of things, something that you might not have even realized until he said it. But so as Bo is raising his vibration, how much of that can you attribute to me? Am I helping him, or am I getting in his way? Never mind, I know it's all me. Thank you very much. So I'm not even gonna look at his comments. These comments, oh, we're helping each other. Okay, good. Let's go ahead and let's get serious, and let's take this caller from the 402 area code. 402 caller, what
Hello,
is your name?
Thank you very much for taking my call today.
Absolutely.
Hi there.
What's your name?
My name's Diane. Just discovered your show. Very happy to find it. You guys have great energy.
Thank you.
Well, let me give you a clap for that, because we appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
The dysfunctional clap. So go ahead. You're live with Jenny McDaniel, and she is, as we mentioned earlier, a psychic medium, energy healer, all-around awesome person, and you guys have the floor.
Well, I tell you, like I said, I just discovered your show, and how do you like to work? Do you like to just get general impressions from people and share that with them, or do you prefer a question? I want to accommodate you, however you like to work.
How thoughtful. Clearly you're a healer of some sort. The best way for the amount of time that we can spend on the show would be to ask a question, and it just directs me. You know, I can do a cold reading, but if we want to get to something, I just have people ask me a question. It takes us there quicker.
Okay, that sounds great. Then I would just love it if you would focus on my romantic relationship with Brian and anything you see coming up there, just any impressions you get.
Yes, wonderful, Brian. Well, the first thing that comes up are five, okay, it's a nice number, five past lives where you guys have shared time together. Let's take a closer look and see. Yes, four of the five were romantic relationships. One of the fifth one, you guys knew each other in community or something like that, knew of each other. But these four past lives, you guys really did love to procreate, co-create. You guys got some, it looks like teacher energy in there, a bit of artisan as well. Let's take a look deeper here. Yes, they're putting you guys in the category of twin flame relationship. So in that space is a lot of responsibility of emotional healing and getting triggered and moving through lessons in life. So let's take a look. Now, it looks like it looks like you guys have a really lovely connection in that space. Is there anything in particular you're curious about?
Well, right now we get along great. But we're kind of polar opposites on the marriage thing, so I guess I was wondering if you see us, one of us changing our mind on that, if that will get resolved one way or another so the other person is happy, whoever changes their mind, if that happens.
That's that twin flame, you know, butting of heads that very often happens, and what happens in that space generally in the butting of the heads is emotional healing. So let's just take a look and see what they're saying. It's coming up right away. What they're saying to tell you, this is your spirit guides, my spirit guides, you got a bunch of energy around you, wonderful spirit guides. What they're saying is, and I'm imagining that you're the one that wants to get married. Is that true?
Yes. I plan on getting married, whether it's Brian or someone else, but he's the one I'm seeing right now.
Okay. They're saying there's absolute potential there. You guys have very good connection. It would be unfortunate to let him go over a piece of paper. Now, they're not coming down on marriage. We're not saying that you shouldn't get what you want, but they're saying there's some healing that can happen in there because marriage is not the end-all, be-all. And, of course, if this is too big of a move for you to move into and to take a look at right now, then you don't do it. But this is one of the karmic or lessons that your higher self is interested in looking at, and that's to trust and to experience and to love without any titles or expectations. Because, you know, of course, marriages end. I think the divorce rate's like 50 or 60%. So they're saying if you dig him and you guys get along and you're really happy with him, experience that, have that. If he comes around, he comes around. If not, he has great integrity. He's not like, we're not sure, a big cheater or anything like that, or, you know, any negative energy. So what they're saying is if you could move past your expectations or your ego's expectations, however you want to look at it. If you can bolster that and look at it, why do I need the piece of paper to be happy? Because what they're saying is you'll get that piece of paper and you'll be satiated for a little while, and then other things will come up to take a look at. So they're saying you guys will move through the same process whether that actual event or piece of paper happens or not. So they're saying, again, you do what you want. This is no way the universe telling you what to do. You are the determiner of your truth. So if you can't look past, you know, that, then of course move into a space where someone's going to give you what you want. But what they're saying is if you can heal the emotional space around needing that and bolster that up a bit, that you will have freedom from a lot of different kinds of anxieties, insecurities, uncertainties, things like that. has it been like, I mean, the idea of marriage is very strong, clearly you stated. So is there, have you just seen it happening when you were a little girl and you've been looking forward to it? Do you feel like it's, if you got the piece of paper, you would be more secure in the space? What comes up for you emotionally when you think about that?
Well, what comes up for me is I've had the piece of paper twice, and I know what a bad and unsuccessful marriage is. I feel very strongly that I need to experience the successful marriage in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm. And that can be a marriage, you know, like traditional, or it can be a civil union. It can be a committed partnership, lifelong relationship. So they're saying, you know, in your attempt to wrong a right a wrong, it's kind of catching or getting in the way of potential lifetime love partnerships, because what they're showing this, Brian, when they're showing this energy, he does look like you guys have had the past life together. You've already done it before. It can be again if you choose. So what they're saying is his integrity is high. His he's committed. So it's as if you're already married, just a piece of paper is not there, or the event, or however you want to look at it. So they're saying, again, if you can bolster up and put compassion and acceptance around that he's not ready for that, because what they're showing in probably even this lifetime too, he's burnt on the marriage space. So he's, you know, he's had bad experiences in potentially this lifetime and past lifetimes. So they're showing this is a result of negative experiences in the space. So if you hold space for him long enough, they're saying that he will look at those and start to soften, and you might end up getting what you want. But they're saying don't hold your breath, because that's an intense karma for him. And if you do love him, you would, you know, if you loved him unconditionally, you would love him with or without the event of a marriage. So it looks like this is that twin flame head hitting. You want to right a wrong or be in a successful or lovely relationship, marriage, and he wants to be in a loving, compassionate relationship without this title or the heaviness or the post-traumatic karma, really, energy around the marriage space. So they're saying, again, he will soften around the space, but we don't know right now if he's going to say, okay, in, you know, 1.2 years, I'm over it, and they're saying that's not the case because this is deep karma. So in your compassion space, if you could love him unconditionally and know that he's working against stuff and he knows that you're working against stuff and state your claim, this is what I would like, and then he says this is what I would or wouldn't like or whatever, and then you just you use compassion and heart energy to heal and buffer the edges that you guys have. Very, very difficult, because in these high-frequency relationships, the ego just wants what it wants. In any situation, the ego just simply wants what it wants without any – just fix it and it gives me what I need so I can be happy without even thinking – you know, they're up against a rock in a hard place too, you know, so it's a give, give, take, take type situation. But yeah, they're saying we love the connection. You guys are really heartful together, good connectivity, good chemistry. They're saying, sure, if you wanted to leave the situation because he didn't give you a marriage, you can go out and start dating again. You can go through all the process of finding 1 out of 100 that's, you know, appealing to you or whatever, and then you can see where they stand in that space. And I'm going to tell you, men aren't as committed. You know that. You've been dating before. You know, men aren't as committal as women tend to be. We like the security. They're just naturally or genetically different, you know, and I'm not speaking for all men. It's just a general consensus. So, yeah, they're saying if you can emotionally heal that space, hold space for him, look at it compassionately, put the expectations down just for a little bit to see if you can move things around and get used to the idea of potentially having, if you decide, a lifetime relationship without necessarily the wedding. And again, you could soften his space and he's like, okay, she's clearly not going to take me for a ride like the past one. She's clearly not going to, you know, be a crazy woman after we marry like the other ones, or, you know, they're showing past lives too. So, yeah, they're saying you're both doing significant healing. If you wanted to continue that, you could absolutely, heartfully and wonderfully.
So right now, it's either as long as we kind of stay committed to each other, we could still find a happy medium, regardless of which one of us kind of changes the mind.
Sure. Absolutely. And that's the desire of the, you know, twin flame energy, or the higher soul's interest in twin flame energies, is to get to those spaces and, you know, give and take and shift and move, so that everyone's ego is getting a little bit of what it wants, and also they're shifting and moving, so that, you know, one person's just not getting everything they need and want, and then the other's not. So they're saying, absolutely. And they're saying that will take, what they're like, if we could just snap away the expectation of a marriage, they're saying that if we could just magically take that away, they're showing you drop down like 3 notches in your emotion space for him. They're saying it's keeping you from fully falling fully in love with him, and we all know that's what we want if one is interested in that space. So they're saying manage that ego in the expectation space, and of course he's going to do his own healing too, and no, it's not just all you. And then they're saying you'll be able to love deeper than you have with him. So they're showing even more connectivity, more compassion, more shared romance together. So they're saying you work on that a little bit, you know, see what comes up for you when you think about it, look at it, you know, mull it around a little, and then pushing that, you know, if you look at it, you heal it a bit, and then they're showing, it's showing you falling deeper and deeper and deeper into these wonderfully romantic spaces or heartfelt places.
Really? That's nice.
Yeah. So they're saying the expectation itself is ego, and it's blocking the love flow as big as it could be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think both of our egos are a little...
Sure.
Well, I don't want to say huge, but, you know, we both still deal with them. But what I was wondering, too, is if the energy, the love energy between the two of us is kind of even, because sometimes I feel like I'm a lot more into him than he is in me, but I don't know if that's just my ego going crazy. You know how the mind plays tricks on you.
Absolutely, and that's some of that insecurity they were having me bring up. Now, everyone's got it. Don't be ashamed or embarrassed. It's not what the intention here is. It's just to note that, indeed, our mind plays tricks on us when our insecurity space comes in. So they're saying,
right,
when it comes in, you just say, is there any indication that he doesn't love me? No, he's showing up. He calls me. We hang out. We're connected. We do things. So it's our mind or our ego playing tricks on ourselves. And if you can start to manage that a little, and, you know, it takes a minute to learn how to manage that, but you just keep doing it and you manage it, and that will help you be free and get freedom of those insecurity kind of energies, I guess you could call it.
Do you have any suggestions, and this isn't just for me, this could pertain to the rest of your audience too, when those insecurities come up, whether it's a romantic relationship or any relationship, do you have any suggestions beyond meditation? That sometimes helps when I can calm my mind, but anything else you can suggest on controlling those insecurities and getting the ego a little more in check, I would love that.
Yes, absolutely. I use this technique myself, so I know it works, and, you know, you'll find your perfect technique, but this is one of them, a start. What you do is you consciously communicate with the fear or the ego or energy or insecurity. So let's just make up a situation so I can make it a little clearer. Okay, my boyfriend didn't text me when he said he was going to. He's clearly dating another woman. Well, no, he got stuck at work is the reality of it, or whatever, phone died, whatever. But her insecurity is making, you know, playing the tricks. You actually talk to it like it's an unwanted guest. You say, you rationalize with it like you would a bratty kid, or, you know, kid throwing a tantrum. Like, hey, there's no reason for this. There's no other indication. This is me getting sucked into the insecurity space. You don't have any power over me because I'm recognizing you and I'm putting you in a category and a place. You're just, because we are natural heart bliss energy. Anything that's of, you know, remote ego, we got a little bit in the non-physical, but anything that's of significant ego is not our natural essence. So it's just glomped on like a cancer tumor onto us, you know, and so you talk to it like, no, you don't belong there. You're not part of my existence. We will have fear and stress and anxiety. It's part of being a human. But what you do is you recognize it, you rationalize it, and then you also it helps it lose its power. So you're kind of alchemizing it. Okay, you just talk to it like there's no reason for me to think that he doesn't love me. He's showing me he loves me. You are invalid fear. You're just trying to make my life miserable. I will put you in your place. So you kind of like manhandle it a little bit. Meditation, of course, is a lovely tool too. But oftentimes I'll be in the middle of life and I can't sit and meditate. So I have to communicate with it and be like, hey, You're making me anxious. There's no reason for it. I'm sick of you doing this to me. You get in the way of my energy field. You get in the way of my productivity. You get in the way of my happiness. And you put it in its place and you recognize it for what it is. And that gives it less power. That takes away its power. You're alchemizing the fear into understanding. And again, this is not one, you know, you do it once and you're perfect at it. This is a karmic, they're saying, lesson to manage the insecurity space, as 98% of the human race anyway, too. So if you, very brilliant on your part saying this is something that everyone who's listening could potentially use if they wanted to, which is categorize it, compartmentalize it, and move it out and not let it take up a bunch of your time.
Okay.
Right. So Diane, first time listener, first time caller, most appreciated. In a second or 10, how do you feel about this experience with Jenny McDaniel?
Oh, very, very excited about it and very grateful that you were able to give me this help. I've been taking notes. I'm going to listen again, and the suggestions you made, I am going to take them.
That's the key right there. That's the key.
Really resonates with me, and, yeah, feels good. Thank you very, very much.
Okay, we're going to clap, and we're gonna clap our hands for Diane. Here we go. Yeah, and I'll just take this quick moment just to mention that on the show page we have contact information. In case you would like to connect with Jenny McDaniel, you can use Facebook, you can email her, work can be done. These type of sessions can be done over the Skype and all kinds of ways. You don't have to be in the same room. And we're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern, so keep that in mind. You said something, and it was so perfect. And we have a couple callers waiting. I'm talking really quickly, pardon me. But I have a really special friend, first-time caller, humongous skeptic, and he's going to be next if you have the time. But I do want to say, like, something you said, it resonated with me so much. And it was like I was told a long time ago, tell yourself the truth. And I was like, what does that mean? You know, and the example of the girlfriend not answering the phone was the one that was used. It was like, oh, I'm so mad. She didn't answer the phone. And what I was doing without knowing was that I was attaching more meaning to the experience than what was actually happening. The only thing that had actually happened was she didn't answer the phone. But my mind went to, oh, she's got another guy. She's doing something bad. And then here I go with all this stuff. And learning to separate the fantasy from reality. And then I learned that, you know what, if my mind wants to do the fantasy game, how about we do some fantasies that are positive? If we're going to make up a story, let's make up a good story. Let's do something that is it's about healing rather than something that's destructive. And, you know, so that whole ego thing, this thing has a life and a mind of its own, and we are free to, you know, wrestle with it or combat it or address it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put it in check. Like, good job. I got a better story. You want to tell me a story? I'll tell you a better one. So, we have to take responsibility for our happiness. Our path is ours. But nobody taught us this stuff growing up. So it's okay that we learn now. And I'm grateful for teachers like you to share. Give us some more direction. You ready for another caller?
Sure.
Or is our time? Okay. I don't know if we have one or two. It's up to you how many more callers we do. But let's take this one, and this hopefully will be very quick. Mr. Caller from 937-242, what's your name, buddy? Is this Jeremy? Or do you want to use a fake name? Okay. Yeah, you can use a fake name, Jeremy, if you want to. All right. We'll call you John. Now, this
I don't
is
know why
you
call me skeptic. I believe in all of this.
What? You do? I didn't know.
Yes.
All right.
I've
no wonder I like
you. We've known each other for a while.
Yeah, this is arguably my best friend on this planet. So, Jeremy, you're talking to Jenny McDaniel. And Jenny, Jeremy, do your thing.
Hey, Jeremy.
All
how
right.
You doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
All right.
So what would you like to say? My struggle.
I've had a struggle lately. Like, all right, I've been to prison. I just got out. I've been out in about 7 months. I got into. I wasn't really searching for a relationship, but I was. I ended up finding somebody that's like real special to my heart, and they're like, they've really grown on me in the last 6 months. And they're moving out of state, and like I'm torn, but we've gotten so close, like our souls have intertwined.
I see that.
She's like real, she's real reserved and like showing affection, talking about feelings and emotions. She shuts down whenever I bring it up. It aggravates her when I push for her to talk about that because I like verbalization at times.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
I just want to know how strong our bond like really is. Like, where is she at in all this?
Let's take a look. Drew, I can see why he's your good buddy. He's got wonderful, wonderful, grounded out, heartful energy. It's really lovely energy you have coming through. Let's take a look at that and take a look at her energy, because the first thing they showed was us just putting some energy toward her heart chakra, because there's a reason that she gets aggravated when you talk about emotion. So they're just showing her being extremely sensitive in the space, and that she has been, you know, I guess you could call it spiritual post-traumatic stress disorder or post-traumatic stress disorder or both. But what they're showing is there's a reason she has closed down. Now, what they're saying is, you know, that's what she's got going on. Can she heal it? Absolutely, if she wants to. And this is, they're having us speak very carefully here, because there is an option, it looks like, or an opportunity or situation where, and I don't know if you have to, you know, have to see your parole officer or anything like that, if there's some things that are keeping you in the state, but when you talked about it, they showed you leaving. So what that means is you have an opportunity potentially, you know, to maybe even, you know, continue that space somewhere else. But what they want you to think about real deeply here and be honest with yourself, they're saying there is the potential that she shifts and heals in that space, but are you interested in putting the level of energy that's required? Because what they're showing is your heart's open. I'm sure we all have, you know, stuff that gets in the way every once in a while, but they're showing you being very open and like ready or prepared, or if it came in, to open up a wonderful, wonderful relationship. And they're saying that you're ripe in that space, and she's got a little bit of heart chakra or heart or emotion stagnant energy around her. And this is not a super bad thing. It's just what people have around their emotion space. And so they're saying you could hold space for her, but what they're saying is it would take a lot of energy, and you have to be honest with yourself and say how interested you are on your path in doing that. And they're not saying do it or not do it, or it's worth it or it's not worth it. They're just saying you have to kind of check in with you. Is there enough energy in that space to help her heal? If not, then you just lovingly, you know, tell her to enjoy her life and the movement that she's making, and you wish her the best, and you maybe even keep in contact as friends every once in a while or something like that. But what they're saying is if you don't have the energy to hold space for her in that world, they're just showing all these other opportunities of pretty high-vibed women. You know, I don't know if you know them or not, but there's just other potentials that are just lighting everything up like a Christmas tree. There's just all these potentials because you have the energy that most women seek. Now, I don't know all women. I know my friends, and I know my clients, and I know people I went to school with and things like this. We're looking for an emotionally available man. Now, I'm not speaking for all women again. You know, it's different for everyone. But a consensus that I came to is, you know, we need someone to hold space for us every once in a while. Yes, we should check our emotion space and not freak out all the time and take our lover down a terrible road of emotional outbursts, but when it does come up, they have to recognize that we're moving through stuff, and if they open up the space and have compassion, that we can heal it and it doesn't come up as much anymore. Men's reaction is usually like, no, I'm not going to deal with that, but they're showing the opposite for you, that you can hold space. Clearly, you probably get sick of some shit sometimes, but they're just showing you being very patient in holding space. So what they're saying is you are like, what do they call that? A catch. You're a catch. So you can hold space with this woman if you got the energy, because they're showing she could move through it and heal in that space. But they're just saying, you know, you have it to give right now, and you're ready to run, and she's going to be kind of, you know, walking and dawdling a little bit in the space. And again, that's no judgment. She's a lovely human being. It's just that.
In the last 6 months, she has opened up a lot in the last 6 months.
Wonderful.
Like we share our love yous. She has shown some affection. and we've spent more time together.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is a slow process, but it's like once a month I get involved in my feelings and caught. I get caught in that struggle in my head and in my heart. Like, is this really, am I willing to fucking wait? Do I want to just fucking run?
Yep.
And I just hold on, hello, high water, and then it passes, and then I'm cool again. Like, I'm complete acceptance, and I practice unconditional love through it all.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, that's impressive. I don't usually get to hear a lot of men speak like that, so that's really lovely for me to hear, and I appreciate that. I appreciate you going into your emotion space. It usually scares the shit out of men. So
let me ask.
Very loving and loyal. Very loving, loyal, and faithful guy.
He is.
Yeah, you
have
a
lot
to offer. That's what you can work it out with this girl, or you can have lots of other options.
I'll date you.
Yes.
No, so Jeremy, thumbs up or
open
thumbs
your door,
down?
Dude.
Okay, thumbs up or thumbs down? How do you rate this experience with Jenny McDaniel right now?
That was good. She was on. She was right on it.
Awesome.
I appreciate.
Awesome. Awesome. Jenny, we're over the limit. So, any kind you want to say?
I think we should probably wrap it up shortly if we're getting past the hour and a half.
Yeah, we're there. We're at like 5 minutes over. So
okay.
On behalf of Jenny McDaniel and myself, Drew Pillow, we would like to invite you to our show every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can do us a favor. Go to DP Radio on Facebook. Like the page. You can call us through the page. You can keep abreast of our upcoming shows and everything like that. And you can contact Jenny McDaniel on Facebook at Jenny McDaniel, and also on Gmail, Jenny.McDaniel. That's JennyMcDaniel. It's just the way you would spell it if you were spelling it yourself. So do that, and from all of us to all of you, we love you, man. Keep coming back, and we'll see you next week, right?
See you next week.
All right. Cool. Peace.
Peace.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. So let's spend it living. And not just going through the motions. Sometimes we need to take a fresh new look at things in order to expand our horizons. This is Spiritual Awakenings, the show that shines a light on your pathway, leading you to a more fulfilled life. I'm your host, Drew Pillow. Join me.